In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 208. When does a person sin by presumption? A person sins by presumption when he trusts that he can be saved by his own efforts without God's help, or by God's help without his own efforts. An example of the first type would be a man who prays very little because he does not see the need of asking God for help. An example of the second type would be a man who would commit a mortal sin, presuming that God would not give him the grace to go to confession. God might not. There is an old phrase of St. Ignatius of Loyola that's worthy to know. Pray as if 100% of your salvation depended on God, and work as if 100% depended on you. So this problem with presumption, these two aspects of it, sort of two sides of one coin, if you will, on one side is, I can do this on my own, I don't need God. On the other side of the coin, I don't need to do anything, God will do everything. Neither is Catholic. Instead, that phrase of St. Augustine, or St. Ignatius, is. Question 209. When does a person sin by despair? A person sins by despair when he deliberately refuses to trust that God will give him the necessary help to save his soul. An example would be a man who commits sins in business to make more money because he refuses to trust that God will help him to provide for his family. God is offended when we refuse to trust in his love and care for us. This refusal to trust is sinful, and one of the meanings of the word sin is any direction, any step taken which is not towards God. And this lack of trust is definitely not towards God. It's away from him. Now, of course, there are people so damaged by the world or by interaction with others that they simply just can't believe that this or that person will come through for them. They don't trust anyone. But to think that God will not give grace to keep from sin, which he died on the cross to have, for us to have, is not only sinful itself, but it's also ridiculous. What does he have? What more can he possibly do if he's the Father to give his only begotten Son to us without reservation? Question 210. What are the chief sins against charity? The chief sins against charity are hatred of God and of our neighbor, envy, sloth, and scandal. Envy means resenting another's success because we are not as successful ourselves. Sloth means laziness, especially in doing good to others. Scandal is bad example, which could lead another into sin. It is easy to see how these sins are opposed to the love we should have for others as children of God. And a couple of little boys here, one wins the prize and another is envious. Slight correction on this word, envy. Envy, first of all, is sadness at another's success in what is good. If they do something good, we are sad that they achieve or succeed. And we have joy at their failure in what is good. It is not envious to wish that the enemies of the good are confused in their intentions. In fact, that is a very good prayer used by David against his enemies. Saint David in the Book of Kings, first Book of Kings, for example, he prays for the confusion of his enemies. And so sometimes you think, I cannot pray for my enemies, or say the enemies of this country or the enemies of the church. Well, actually you can. Ask God that he would confuse or confound their plans and their wishes. And that'll really be doing your enemy a great deal of good, a good favor. It's a very good prayer. So sometimes you hear a misunderstanding of the word with jealousy. Jealousy is not a bad thing in itself, far from it. Our blessed Lord said of himself through the prophet Saint Ezekiel, the prophet, I am a jealous God. So that means it's very closely related to the word zeal, zealous, and God has that for us. No, envy is a particular sadness or joy, as what I said earlier. Sloth, notice this laziness, that's true, it often means that, but, and especially in doing good to others. So, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, sloth is really a failure to love. It's a lack of love. And the word scandal is interesting. Scandalum in Latin literally means a stone in the path. We place something there that makes it easy for someone else to trip over, makes it hard for them to continue because of our actions, or in the case of sloth, our lack of action. Question 211. Besides the sins against faith, hope, and charity, what other sins does the first commandment forbid? Besides the sins against faith, hope, and charity, the first commandment also forbids also superstition and sacrilege. Question 212. When does a person sin by superstition? A person sins by superstition when he attributes to a creature a power that belongs to God alone, as when he makes use of charms or spells or believes in dreams or fortune-telling and goes to spiritists. Even party games such as reading palms, tea leaves, the Ouija board, etc. Those are dangerous and at times even sinful. Notice the word superstition comes from the Latin. Super stare means to stand above, literally. So not to stand, but in a sense to stand still as being frozen from fear. It means a dread coming from belief in the power of the occult and not from the power of God, the person who is just hamstrung and terrified of the power of devils and not realizing by faith that they can't do a single thing, not unless God gives them permission. Some of the examples that they gave here in 212 are, they probably or hopefully will strike you as being foolish, just ridiculous, reading tea leaves in order to tell the future. Absolutely ridiculous. All of this is dabbling in the occult, and that dabbling is very, very dangerous when you do it and open yourself up to demonic influence, because any truth that comes from, let's say if you go to a palm reader and they say something that's just perfectly true, doesn't come from God, doesn't come from her, doesn't come from reading the palms. Comes from the devil. So we open ourselves up to demonic influence even by playing around in this foolish dabbling. Sacrilege is a mistreatment of a thing, of a sacred thing, but mistreatment in contempt. If a storm hits a church, we don't call that sacrilege. If I cover an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary in dung and tape pornographic images to it, like what was paid in a New York City museum, or take pictures of a crucifix in a jar of urine, another disgusting thing, that's deliberate. That is sacrilege, and it's a horrible sin. So in question 213, when does a person sin by sacrilege? A person sins by sacrilege when he mistreats sacred persons, places, or things. We are at the end of lesson 16 now, and for prayer, it would be a good idea that if you could pray the collect of the Mass daily. If you can't make it to daily Mass, and there are many reasons why people can't, at least take your missal and try to pray the collect. It won't take very long at all. You will find in it a great deal of wisdom and guidance for everything that you're going to need for that particular day. And for the habit to be acquired, if you don't have one already, get a statue or a painting of the Blessed Virgin Mary, one that really strikes you, one you like, and put it in a prominent place in your home. There's a great deal of wisdom to do that, and a great deal of ignorance and stupidity in not having an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary in your home.